guys, and welcome back to another episode of Caitlin Cracks the Code. I am your host, Caitlin Anderson. On my podcast, I like to find the most interesting people or someone who's done something really cool with their life. I will research their background and then come up with one thought-provoking question to give you access into their brain that you cannot get anywhere else. My guest today is Tom McCarthy, who is a peak performance expert and author of the book called The Breakthrough Code. Something that's always interested me is how far humans can actually push themselves. I believe it's David Goggins who says, when you feel like quitting, you actually are only 40% done. And that is what Tom is best known for. He helps you break through your limitations and does a lot of work with the subconscious mind. The subconscious is absolutely fascinating and something I've studied a lot over the past couple years. And if you don't know, the subconscious is the part of your mind where you're not fully aware, but it influences your actions and your feelings. This is based upon every thought and feeling that you've put energy into over your whole life. The subconscious is an absolutely fascinating topic, so I am so excited to go ahead and get into what Tom does, who he is, and all of his work with the subconscious mind. He started off on Wall Street with a successful career in finance, but shortly after this, he found his true passion, which was helping people in business, athletics, and life break through their limitations and step into their full potential. Tony Robbins saw how good he was at his job on Wall Street and actually asked Tom to become the head of sales and marketing for his training organization. So Tom accepted and worked over there for a little bit. Tom has also coached some athletes who've won world championships and Olympic gold medals. And what Tom really believes is that empowered individuals can push all limits and do the impossible. He has helped dozens of companies smash growth records and consistently win big. So that is just a little bit on who Tom is. But now I want to get into his work. Tom believes that we build our own reality to some extent, and what he really loves to do is to help people shift that reality. He says that the average person will conform to what everyone else is doing. And he has a quote that says, "Average conforms reality, greatness expands reality." Now let's get into his knowledge on the subconscious mind, because he just fascinates me with how much he knows on this subject. And I just love this topic in general. He actually likes to call the subconscious the superconscious because it's a million times more powerful. If you're currently in a situation that you don't like, or you just need a shift in your reality and the story you're telling yourself, Tom has some steps to begin programming your subconscious. He says that the first thing you have to do is to get into a relaxed state. This is called an alpha brain wave state or a meditative state. What I found really interesting is that he says most people try to do this with affirmations. So when people say, "I am blank," and they repeat that over and over. But the problem with these are that there are no emotions involved. He says that what you need to do is give your superconscious pictures and feelings. He has a quote he likes to say, and I believe it was in his book as well, "Focus on less and then obsess." He says to work on your superconscious a couple times a day, and the best times to do that are right when you wake up in the morning and then right before you go to bed. He says that 2 to 3 times a day is good to do your visualization on this new story you're telling yourself. You don't have to constantly be thinking about it all the time. You kind of have to just let it go after you focus on it for a little bit. He says that you have to see it, feel it, and believe it. And eventually, when you keep doing this enough, the subconscious starts to accept that that is true and that is the real reality. So this means you're going to start subconsciously making decisions and behaving in a way where you move towards what your subconscious is starting to believe in, aka your new reality. I've actually tried doing the affirmation thing and saying "I am blank" and "I am," and insert your goal or whatever you want. But like he said, they just never feel real because I'm sitting there saying it out loud, but I'm not feeling it or believing it and like seeing it with a visualization. So over the past, I would say like six to eight months, I have been doing visualization where you just close your eyes and visualize yourself hitting your goals and feeling what it feels like to achieve them. This works absolute wonders. This is so much better than any affirmation you're going to say. Things that I didn't know how I was going to do, but I pictured myself and visualized myself there and the feelings and emotions that it brings, it actually feels so real. And I'm so excited to say that some of those have already come true. And it's almost like I'm not even surprised, because at one point when I was visualizing it, it just felt so real that it was going to happen anyway. This doesn't have to sound magical or anything weird like that. I feel like it's just science. I'm a Christian and I believe that when you ask, you shall receive if it's in God's will. So I do practice visualizing goals that I want to achieve every morning and every night. And now back to Tom, he also says that life is a mind game. Something important that you have to do along the way while you're telling yourself this new story is that you have to let go of old baggage and these limiting beliefs that you have on yourself. He gives some great examples of how you can do this in his book. He calls one of them the shredder, where you're going to imagine whatever story that you're telling yourself that you don't like actually going through the shredder. This is because your mind likes those pictures and you're basically telling yourself you don't want to see that anymore, you don't want to think about that anymore. He has a few other examples. I would highly recommend y'all read this book, The Breakthrough Code. So to recap, when you're programming, affirmations are going to be the least effective for most people because it's just auditory. Your body is actually rejecting it when you say it because it just doesn't believe it, it doesn't feel it. But the most powerful is the visual picture. So that's when you close your eyes and you place yourself in that winning moment and you feel it in your body. And back to that quote that he says on focus on less and then obsess. He says that if you want a breakthrough, you're not going to have a lot of them happening all at once. And this was a really big takeaway for me when I heard him on Ed Milet's podcast. He said, you have to laser in and focus on only about 3 big breakthroughs that you want. Because when you focus on too many at once, you're just going to deplete that energy. And something I wanted to mention on this is that I found this viral Steve Harvey video. And he had said to write down 300 things that you want and read them every morning and every night before you go to bed. And so I was doing that, and for about a month, first of all, 300 is insane. That is so many goals to try and focus on all at once. It actually makes you scrambled, and to me, it just felt like you're not going to be getting anywhere when you're trying to focus on that many things. So I was actually still reading that list of 300 things when I came across this episode with Tom, and that's when everything changed. I decided I'm not going to read that list of so many things I just felt like I wasn't getting anywhere. So I picked 3 big goals that I wanted to focus on and just lasered in on those. And I'm serious, not within like 48 hours, I was already hitting one of those goals and I heard back on something that I really wanted, because the next day I had put all my energy into really trying to achieve it. So this is the way I'm going to be goal setting now, is I'm just going to pick 3 big goals and focus in on those. If you think about it, everything that you've ever done or everything that you have and the position that you're in right now, it all began with just one single thought. Because the first thing you did was think about it, and then you started moving in that direction towards it. And that is why it's so important to take captive of every single thought that you have. And if you want to choose to focus on it and choose to put your energy into it, because we're all going to have thoughts come across our mind that we don't want to have. You can't help all of the thoughts that come across your mind, but you can help if you want to sit there and focus and harp on it. In the beginning, when you're starting to tell yourself this new story, it's not going to feel real, but the mind always moves to what is familiar with. You just have to keep working at it, keep focusing on what you want to achieve, and over time, it's going to become more and more real. And I believe that your confidence builds as well as you tell yourself this new story and you start moving into the direction of getting there. You start to feel kind of superhuman. Your identity and who you believe you are is everything. So if you don't like it, the good news is that you can really change it at any time. It's going to take some work, but you can shift it and you can change it. So that's a little bit on Tom's background and the topic we're going to be going over today, which is the power of the subconscious mind. I came up with one big question that I wanted to ask Tom that I thought would bring the most value to you guys. So let's go ahead and get into my interview with Tom McCarthy. Let's get cracking.
Tom, you are one of the most knowledgeable people on the power of the subconscious mind. But when a lot of people hear this topic, they think it's very woo-woo and out there, including myself just a few years ago. But then I started to really study it more. And what I've realized is that it really is just science. And, you know, it makes sense when you're constantly keeping those goals at the forefront of your mind. Of course, you're going to start working towards them and start actually believing that you can get there. So can you speak on just how powerful the subconscious mind is because of the science behind it, rather than this taboo topic that everyone thinks of?
Yeah. Well, it is a little bit out there. I mean, because the thing that people believe, the things most people believe in are just what they can touch and feel, or what they can think about. Like, the conscious mind is the part of your mind that you're more aware of. You're conscious of it. You're conscious of your thoughts. But there's a part of your mind that is down below that. That's why it's called sub or below conscious. I actually call it super conscious, because I think it's like that part of your mind knows so much more than your conscious mind. I also believe that that part of your mind is not limited to your body. And that might be a little weird to think about too, but we've all had experiences where we're thinking about somebody and then it goes down in our super conscious mind, and the person we haven't talked to for months, and all of a sudden, bam, they call us up and like, hey, I was just thinking about you. We've all had those experiences. Or my son, who put in his super conscious mind that he was always in the right place at the right time, and then was walking down a sidewalk in LA. He was working on a deal to buy a very famous big company, and they needed a couple $100 million more in equity to make the deal work. And a guy stops right in front of him and said, I don't know why I'm stopping here. He was on a run. He goes, I don't even usually run this way. I live in Beverly Hills, but something tells me I need to talk to you. And then that guy and my son met a couple days later, had lunch. They met for dinner a couple days after that. The guy brought another person in, and those guys committed $200 million in capital to that deal. Now, how does that happen? That doesn't make any sense, but it does happen, and it happens all the time. If we can get into our super conscious mind, which processes, science says, about 40 million bits of information per second, that's probably on the low end, then we can get that working for us, and these so-called miracles tend to appear. It doesn't always look like a miracle. Sometimes it's pretty natural and expected, but getting down in that super conscious mind is the key. And I just actually did some videos today on how to do that. So I'm super excited about more people learning how to do that. I have created so much happiness, prosperity, health, I mean, you name it. Once I understood the power of this part of our mind that most people never delve down into to try and program it so that they can succeed.
Tom is one of those people that I could sit here and just pick his brain for hours on this topic. As you can see from his answer, he is so knowledgeable on the topic of the subconscious, or the superconscious as he calls it. It really is quite fascinating if you haven't ever really studied the subconscious mind. I think Tom is such a great source if you're wanting to get more into it and just see what it's all about. I will have Tom's Instagram linked in the show notes, where he posts lots of videos on there that are really helpful. I will also be linking his book in the show notes as well. If you enjoyed today's episode, please rate and review. You can follow Caitlin Cracks the Code on Instagram and TikTok at KCTCpod. I wanted to give you guys a quick update before I let you go on what exactly is going to be going on next week. I have been wanting to do a solo Caitlin Cracks the Code episode for a while, but I've had some awesome opportunities to talk to a lot of guests, so I've just been waiting for the right time. And next week is finally that time because it is going to be perfect. I'm going on a trip to somewhere I've been wanting to go so long, and that is Salem, Massachusetts. I've always wanted to go there around fall time and see everywhere Hocus Pocus was filmed and all the fun Halloween stuff going on. Something that's always interested me is the Salem Witch Trials. So I thought it would be perfect if I did a solo episode all about cracking the code on the Salem Witch Trials. And that is what next week's episode is going to be all about, so there's not going to be any guest. I do have a lot of exciting guests coming up, but those will be after the solo episode. I definitely want to throw in solo episodes from time to time, just because I have so much fun doing them. And if you've been around for a while, then you know that I used to do only solo episodes until I got this idea to change the podcast around and do some guests on here. So I've been missing my solo episodes, but I will be doing one next week, so I'm very excited for that. I think it's going to be so much fun to talk about that subject. It's very interesting and very fitting since it's now fall and getting closer to Halloween. So make sure you don't miss it, and thank you guys again so much for listening to another episode of Caitlin Cracks the Code. I will talk to you next Monday.